Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, Mr. Thiel, what's on the agenda for today's edition of The Spoken Hustle, bro?
My brother, I want to talk about stress, bro. Because I feel like it's something us young people and everyone in general experiences like quite a lot, you know, and especially when you're in your 20s, bro. I feel like it's like the period in your life where you stress a lot about a lot of different things, because I feel like when you get older, you should be, and hopefully, you know, we all are, in a place where we're not really stressing about where we're going, because we should be like kind of there, you know what I'm saying? We've got like different kinds of stresses now, you know, like things that are hopefully more first world kind of problems, which I guess all of us do have anyway, but you know what I mean. So for me, when in your 20s, I feel like I stress about a lot of different things that pile up on you, man, and like mentally can really drain you. And you kind of wake up some mornings not having the same energy as you should have when you're 25 or 24 years old and doing your thing, you know. So I started like thinking about how I can combat this. And generally, I really hate like self-help books and fucking, you know, talks on YouTube and some of the stress relieving tips people give you. I feel like it's overplayed. Like I've heard them in my LO class when I was in school, you know. So I like stay away from those type of things, and I decided to not look at what tips someone can give me to, and what business tips a motivational speaker is going to give me to handle my stress, but rather I looked at the world and identified people either in my life or in the world's eye that don't seem to stress a lot, you know, or that don't really, or when I meet them, they don't give an aura of stress off to me. Like they're generally super chilled, and they've got this nice, relaxed vibe to them, you know. So I had to look for people like that, and then I try to, like, read about them if I didn't know them, and if I knew them, I asked them questions, and, you know, to get, like, what do you do in your life? Like, without trying to ask them the question, like, do you stress? Because that's a bit of a stupid question. I'm sure they do, but they obviously handle it better, you know. So I asked other questions to try and find out what it is they did. And what I came up with is that it's a creative outlet. Like, they do something apart from what they do every day that practices a creative side of them, right?
Like watching TV.
No. No, not like watching TV. Yeah. That actually can cause more stress, because you just sit there getting fed what you should be. they generally have something they do. Like, some of them would do mountain climbing, right? So, you know, it doesn't, when I say creative, it's not always the case. I just labeled it like that because for me, that's a different thing. Like, they do mountain climbing on a Friday afternoon, so they go climb up those things, right? Or other people collect things, you know. So they when they're doing that, they collect bonsais. So they clip their bonsais, they decorate their garden with their bonsais, and that's their release, and it really helps them without them knowing it, right? And other guys draw, others sing, others paint, others do all these different things, right? Some people build puzzles, man. Like, it's crazy things that people do just to get their minds out of that zone that causes you to stress a lot, right? And that outlet then allows you to escape from that moment, and then gives you a different perspective of the situation you were stressing about. So I started like looking at this and thinking, okay, like, let me try to do that, you know. So in my life, slowly, I'm like a little bit bad at these things, because like my mind is like, I'm always thinking of different things and want to try different things, and I end up trying so many different things that I don't really ever see one through enough to prove that it works for myself. But I can say that this thing I have tried to do, and having a little bit of an outlet has helped me manage stress a little bit better. So I would get involved in, I would write a little bit more. So I now, because I haven't been writing in a long time, I said, Vaughn, start writing a bit more. So now I've been writing a bit more, and I feel a bit better. I would have conversations with my friend who is a fashion designer, and how we can work the brand, and how we're going to create, and we think of different ideas, and that just helps me escape from having the stress of my 9-to-5, of like the stresses life bring, man. It helps me escape a bit. And then when I'm in that zone, and when I'm in a different space mentally, and doing something else, and doing something completely apart from what my daily routine is, it then gives me the time subconsciously to also kind of reflect on the situation that I was stressing about. And sometimes you look back and you go, but it's not that bad. You know, it's not that bad to stress. It's not worth stressing so much about that, you know. And it's helped me, man. It's helped me. And I feel like it's a very practical thing to do, you know. It's a very simple thing to do. Like, find a little hobby that you can do that can be like an outlet of your stress. But it's always nice if it's something that challenges you too. So something creative if you're not really creative, or something that makes you push your own boundaries, because it challenges you. And that challenge also... It gives you the stress release. Yeah, it gives you that release, man, and that outlet. Yeah.
I don't know. I think stress is an interesting one. I mean, I find that I sometimes am functioning at my best when I'm stressed.
Sure.
Because it's the pressure of having to get certain things done.
Yeah.
Or the pressure of having X and Y that pushes my ability into a direction that I might have dismissed before, because I just have to do it because it has to get done. See, because stress is a difficult word. Like, financial stress, terrible, horrible thing to have. Family stress because someone's in the hospital with cancer, dreadful.
Relationship stress, it's horrible.
But not necessarily always, even, because sometimes if you have stress in a relationship or stress in a work thing, whatever it is, sometimes that stress pushes you to a different
space.
And stretches you in a way that's going to be positive for you.
Okay, that's true.
The experience enables you to learn something new, or learn something fresh, or do something good.
That's true.
Like, sometimes, I mean, case in point, producer Kat and I, we have the most dysfunctional relationship. We stress the hell out of each other. I gave her the shittiest start to a Monday this morning that you could possibly have. At 8 a.m. when I'm phoning her and saying, because we had to do a recording at 8 o'clock this morning, what's this and why is that? And what, like, I gave her the shittiest start to her day that she's possibly had, stressed the hell out of her.
Yeah.
But we got what we needed to do done, and it's been executed now, and it's flawless, and it's brilliant, and it's going to do exactly what we intended it to do.
Yeah.
So it was a stressful situation, but it had a positive outcome. And if we hadn't taken it to that degree and put that amount of stress into it, it might not have been as successful in terms of rolling itself out today as what it's been.
I agree with you.
Why are you laughing?
Do I get an apology?
Yeah, that's his apology.
I wasn't even in the building and you were screaming at me. I was still driving, stuck in traffic, because that's what happens at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's traffic. He's like, you should have left earlier. I left half an hour ago.
But do you not agree that in retrospect, that amount of stress, I mean, when you see what we've achieved today, I mean, it's small, but it's big to us.
Shut up, yeah. It was dope, man. The Vuzuzla.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Some people work well under stress, but some people like completely crash under stress. Some people can't work under stress.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's a personality thing, because I only function well under stress.
Okay, but then people who don't function well under stress, like how do you learn to function under stress?
Must just find relaxing jobs.
There's no relaxing job.
But sometimes I think we sometimes bucket anxiousness and eagerness and sort of that rushed feeling that you have in stress, because I get where you're coming from, because I'm the same though. Like, when there's a deadline, like if I know in 2 days time I have to have this done, yo, I haven't started, I usually can kill that thing in 2 days. Right? Even if it was a 2 month or 2 week job or something, I can still do it, because that pressure, it's more pressure. Like, that pressure switches my brain on to work fast. Right? But then I realize that when I have something to do and I actually give myself the lead time to execute it, and I do take the required time, let's say I take the 2 weeks and not the 2 days, creatively sometimes I'm able to workshop my stuff a lot more.
Yeah.
And that then decreases that anxious and anxiety feeling that I,
because you're going with a solid. It is such an individual thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some people they need to know 3 weeks in advance what's going to be required from them, and they'll actually say no to something if they don't feel if it's enough time or whatever. For me though, I love that. I love lastminute.com. It's the only way that I ever get anything done.
Sure.
Is when it's literally at the point of it either happens now or it doesn't happen.
You see, the thing is, what's cool about that is, and you're lucky you like that. I think Kat, or maybe myself, maybe we similar in that way, that we can work under pressure. But it's the stress comes in where now at night you can't sleep, or now you're not really eating, or you're feeling a bit depressed. Nothing's really making you
drinking
happy.
Drinking Coke. I drink Coke-Cola, yeah.
And now...
That's when I'm stressed.
Those, those aspects of stress where young people sometimes fall into, because like I know a lot of my friends working in the corporate space, you know, they stress, and it's also, it's a kind of stress where it sort of surpasses the immediate deadline that they might have, but it's the kind of stress like, can I do this in my life? Am I making the right choice here? Mm. Is this job for me? Is my boss for me? These people are always fighting with me. There's always problems with clients. You know, that type of stress where it's not really a deadline type thing like maybe our lives are like, you know. Mm. But that type of stress, I think, where it's almost really out of your control. It's just the environment and the situation you find yourself in that you maybe have to learn to adapt to over time and become a better person operating in that environment, business environment or corporate environment or working environment, then I think to get to that space, you need an outlet apart from it. Otherwise, it sort of consumes you, you know?
I do love what you're saying, though, about finding, because it can be consuming, about finding sort of an outlet or...
Yeah, small, like anything.
I mean, I wish I was sophisticated enough to cut bonsai trees. That would look so good on Instagram.
I stayed with a guy who did that, bro. Last year, beginning of the year, when I didn't have a place to stay. Remember, I left. My parents were in Durban. My brother and I were staying everywhere. I stayed with this guy, a family friend. And he collected bonsais, bro. And he's like... And I... like chill with him on a Saturday and like clipping his bonsais, like strapping them, growing them in different like shapes and stuff,
and he enjoyed it, yeah.
And it was like his thing, it was like the thing that made it, and he was very chill.
You find a thing, producer Cat, do you have a thing like that you do when you're stressed? Do you knit or something?
No, I shut down.
Okay.
Yeah, I literally just want to go into a corner and do what needs to get done, which is kind of hard here, but I shut down.
I
don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to, like, be quiet and do what I need
but
to
I'm
do.
But I'm saying, if you had, like, something, like, an activity, like Vaughn's saying, it could be cutting bonsai trees or it could be, I don't know, hiking or whatever. If you had an activity to help it out.
I actually don't have one.
Like,
I mean,
when you were exercising regularly, did you find yourself less stressed?
Because
they always spew that bullshit about exercise makes you less stressed.
Yeah, they do say that a lot.
I can't say yes and I can't say no. I'm only stressed when you stress me out. I don't come to work.
So before Ari, you weren't really stressed.
So your life was amazing and then you met me and it was a disaster.
I mean, basically. You ruined my life.
Wow, this has been a great Monday.
I mean, like you said earlier, you stress about everyday things like finances and blah, 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 blah. And
yeah.
I'm not married at 27 or whatever.
Shout out, yeah.
But then work stress is something different. Someone stresses you out, so you don't have to be stressed.
It's a difficult one. I tried to buy a book the other day and read the thing. I had every intention and this thing's just sitting on my side table now.
Sure.
It's hard.
I think we're similar in that way because I've also got this great idea that I want to read so many books. And when I start reading them, I get like halfway sometimes. And then I sometimes get over it, eh?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, oh, but I figured this out now.
Get bored.
Like, yeah, I'm bored of it now. Like, I've got this book. It's called Conversations with God. It's not a...
Is that Malcolm...
His name's Neil Walsh or something.
Okay, yeah.
So this dude wrote a book about conversations with God, right? But it's not a Christian book, and it's a spiritual book, okay? So I wanted to figure this stuff out. It's very philosophical, and it's in its own right, it's quite interesting, you know? And I've learned quite a bit of different thoughts from it. But I'm like sort of a couple... I'm over 100-odd pages in, and it's kind of like... I'm feeling a bit drained reading it sometimes because it's so heavy, you know, it's so deep, it's so philosophical. Sometimes I'm just like, yesy, man, you know, this is too much. So
calm down.
Yeah, that kind of happens to me as well. And, but what I'm happy about though is that I tried reading it. I got the gist of it. So I'm not really making an uninformed decision on what I think of reading this book anymore, you know. So I used to just be the kind of guy, read the title and be like, that's not for me. And now I'm the kind of guy who's like, that might be something interesting and something that I don't know. Mm. Let me buy it, let me read it, let me see what it's about, because I have had some pleasant surprises and I have been highly sort of impressed by some of the stuff I've picked up that I thought I would never like, and it's taught me some things, you know. So yeah, like I think it, you know, reading is one thing that you could do to escape, you know. I was thinking now maybe a modern day reading is actually watching a very good series.
Yeah. Well, I hope. I mean, if TV's the way, I mean, nothing makes me happier than
maybe, bro.
Like
maybe.
Food and television.
Cooking's another cool
no,
thing, dude.
Fuck
I'm not bad, bro. I've been trying recipes out, man. I'm getting there.
Really,
it's helping me out.
Never find that relaxing cooking.
Yo, man, I cooked like a nice meal on Sunday.
Maybe. So you're finding things. This
is
good.
I'm trying things. Like, and
would you accept television as a thing to de-stress? Come on, Vaughn.
I think this is cheap way out, Ari. I think you got to find something, brother. You can do so many things, bro.
What am I going to start, like a stamp collection?
Stop playing chess. Play checkers.
Maybe I need to... And gaming in that, like a PS4 and...
Maybe. Is that also I think, look... Personally, not for me, but I do think that is something that people do, and okay. I think people take that seriously, and they really do escape when they play.
How to de-stress? Okay.
Yeah, because you know it's just interesting because my mate that I live with, I grew up with him, like we're brothers, you know, and he's been in that situation now, like his work's really been like on top of him, and it's like fucked him up a bit, you know, he's not feeling good, and I had this conversation with him, like, bro, you know, what's up? And we spoke, and he had a bit of a breakdown and all this shit. And, you know, I just said, you know what it is, man? I think it's exactly where I was when I got my first job that I really hated, you know? You need something else. You need to channel your energy and your mind somewhere else sometimes. You can't only be channeling it there. And, you know, that's why Cliff Central to me was like a massive godsend, because at that stage, I got a new job, and then... A couple of months later, I ended up on the radio with you. And that channel grew a whole other side to me. And it gave me another outlet. And it gave me something different, something creative, something I can be myself in, something I can own, you know. And that did a lot for me. And, you know, and now, because based on that realization that I had on such a big scale, because it's a pretty big scale, I then said, okay, well, if I can take that... that concept, and I can just scale it down a bit and into my everyday life on my Saturday afternoon, what can I do that could also be an outlet? Because I've realized how much it actually can do for a person. It takes you to a new space. So that's kind of the personal experience I had in it, and I tried to sort of impart it on my mates and on other young people. It's just like, find things that you're a little bit interested in, or even that you think you're interested in, and try it out as an outlet, and try it out as a beginner, and see if it's something you'd like to do. And you never know, man. Maybe you learn a new skill, but more than that, maybe you learn to manage your stress in your life better.
Listen, you can't just be what you do in your 9-to-5 or the person you date. You have to find things that are around that and over and above that.
Actually, I'm so glad you mentioned that. The other thing that, you know, if we had time, I was going to tie into that is that it also helps a lot with your relationships, bro.
Yeah.
Like, your relationship cannot be consumed by your relationship. Your relationship needs to form a very important part of your life, right? But your life still needs to have aspects to it that you have created, you know, your own spaces, your own little ideas that you're pursuing, you know, the person that you're with forms part of it, and they take the journey with you. It shouldn't be a thing of your girlfriend or your boyfriend completely owns and consumes it, because it can create clashes, you know. My girlfriend and I have
You have an identity crisis then, that's what happens.
Exactly, man, exactly, because you haven't allowed yourself to explore your interests.
Bro, this last thing is hard, huh?
Shout out, bro.
Yeah, hello. It's hard at ya. Alright, that there's the Spoken Hustle. It's at Vaughn the Poet on Twitter.
Yeah, man, Vaughn the Poet on Twitter, Vaughn the Poet on Snapchat, and you gotta follow Ari Kelman on Snapchat. He's Snapchat's Duncan, our producer, yeah.
That's the only thing I Snapchat.
The lost
is
son
Duncan.
Of God.
Yeah, I dig it. Alright, that there's the Spoken Hustle, dude. Thanks for hanging
out.
Easy,
bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.